Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Either way, I made it to another episode, and so did you. Now that you're here, know that we have a ton of great music for you today, from Taxi Girls, The Minus Five, The Stems, Ty Segall, The Dickies, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. Here's a band from California called Greg Antista and the Lonely Streets. Their members boast pedigrees from bands like Adolescence, Foxy, TSOL, and a ton of other SoCal institutions. This is their new single from the upcoming release, Bastards and Broken Hearts, on Rumbar Records. Say hello to Black and Blue.
Every mile caught deep into this weathered face, left to wander through this wasteland, looking forwards lost and cannot be replaced. Through the tap outs and the back outs all around, yeah, you know I will be true. Blackouts and the knockouts to the ground, underneath the black and blue, underneath the black and
blue. Yeah, you gotta build your dream on solid ground. Yeah, you gotta build your dreams on solid ground.
That was our friends 2020 with Solid Ground from their 1995 album 4-Day Tornado. Great song, totally underrated album. Thanks for joining us here at Pop Rocks Radio. We know you can choose to spend your time anywhere, and really, maybe you clicked this by mistake. I don't know. Either way, we're glad you're here and we hope you enjoy the show. Let's kick off this next set with Nelson Bragg, an artist from L.A. who has played with a lot of great musicians, including Brian Wilson as part of the Brian Wilson Band. This is his new single. We're going to laugh about it.
Fell off the ledge, the
We closed out that set with Reinhardts from Perth in Western Australia. That was Power Lines from 2023's Full Bloom. Before that, we had Taxi Girls from Montreal with their latest, The Lion's Share. Those are all available on Bandcamp. I will put a link in the show notes so you can support these great independent artists.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Today's film is The Alarm, Spirit of 86, a concert The Alarm performed at UCLA that aired on MTV in 1986. Okay, I'm an idiot. And before too many of you agree enthusiastically, let me explain. During a recent interview I did with singer-songwriter Ainsley Costello, I asked Ainsley if she could cover any song, what would it be? She said she would like to cover Rain in the Summertime by The Alarm, and I was surprised, rather pleasantly so, but surprised because The Alarm was a great band that hasn't been part of the cultural conversation for quite a while. And I'm an idiot because I said I didn't know many people my age that remembered or thought of The Alarm. Well, we lost Mike Peters this week, the lead singer and creative force behind The Alarm. And with the outpouring of love I have seen both for his music and his tireless work on behalf of cancer research, I stand corrected. I saw The Alarm open for Pat Benatar at the Spokane Coliseum in 1986. As expected, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo put on an amazing show. The Alarm blew the doors off the place. Hands down, one of the best live shows I've ever seen. Today's film is a video of a concert The Alarm did at UCLA as part of that same tour that was broadcast live on MTV. I remember rushing home from school, or honestly, I may have just skipped school to watch it. I remember it because The Alarm was unforgettable. You'll see a band that unapologetically wears their heart on their sleeve and leaves it all on the stage. They open their set with this next song, and if there ever was an anthem we needed for these times, it's this. From 1984's Declaration, here is The Alarm with Marching On.
Okay.
Okay, actually, today's featured artist is the Bangles, along with some of the amazing work related to the band's members, Susanna Hoffs, Michael Steele, Vicki Peterson, and Debbie Peterson. Let's kick it off today with a cover they did on their monster hit album, Different Light, back in 1986. Just to show you how cool the Bangles are, they were celebrating this band when most of the world were still in the dark about who they were. Written by Alex Chilton and originally released on Big Star's Radio City album in 1974, here is the Bangles with September Girls.
December boys got it bad.
That was Susanna Hoffs with Under a Cloud from the Lost Record that was released late last year. We have more to come from our featured artist, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we still don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Remember that one song that hit you like a lightning bolt, changed your mood, maybe even changed your whole day? Music has a price tag. If a song changed your life, changed your day, or just made your drive home better, show some love. Buy it, post about it, tell the artists they matter. Okay, back to the show.
When my get up and go has got up and went, I hanker for a hunk of cheese. When I'm dancing a hold down and my boots kind of slow down, or anytime I'm weak in the knees, I hanker for a hunk of, a slab or slice a chunk of, a snacker D is a winner, and yet won't spoil my dinner. I hanker for a hunk of cheese. Yahoo!
Continuing with our featured artist, this next song is from an excellent cover series that Susanna Hoffs did with Matthew Sweet called Under the Covers. The three volumes covered songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This song is originally from the Left Banks classic 1967 debut album. This is She May Call You Up Tonight.
Then what could I say that would sound right? Pop Rocks Radio.
There's a TV in the back room if you wanna stay home. There's a dog in the backyard so you won't be all alone.
Track I happen to really like from Long After the Fire, the new album from Vicki Peterson with her husband John Cowsill. That was Downtown. Before that, we followed up Matthew Sweet's work with Susanna Hoffs with a solo track from 2021's Cat's Paw on Omnivore Recordings. That was Stars Explode.
Look, I got a gun out there in my purse, and up to now I've been forgiven and forgetting because of the way I was brought up. But I'll tell you one thing, if you ever say another word about me or make another indecent proposal, I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
All right, continuing with our theme, Debbie Peterson, drummer of the Bangles, is part of the current lineup of Scott McCoy's band The Minus Five that also includes Kurt Block, Linda Pittman, and the one and only Peter Buck. And if I haven't crowed about it enough already, I have my ticket to see them in the club in Seattle on a bill with the Rubinews. Can't wait. This is a single from their upcoming album, Or On, Penelope. This is Let the Rope Hold, Cassie Lee.
Canal, and then I go astray.
Michael Steele, bassist from the Bangles, billed as Mickey Steele at the time, was part of the original lineup of that band, The Runaways, before taking her considerable talents elsewhere. That was American Nights off their self-titled debut in 1976. Okay, we have time for one more set. Let's make it a big one. These next few step away from our featured artists just for a bit because, well, I just wanted to play them.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
This is from UK band The Boys from their album To Hell with the Boys in 1979. This is Terminal Love.
Oh, turn on the love.
watching in the winter. A pig heart pendant set on fire. Early panic, superstition taking quarter. Neighbor's daughter sent his death. The toast directed downward. The washerwoman a victim to the village's obsession. More possession. Everyone, fingers out and come and shout. More possession. More possession. The magistrates, New England, must blow him. Can you hear the bells? The minister, cloaked in black, hearings them. Yes, hear the bells. Bring them straight to hell. Whoa, ring the bells. Bridget was the first to hunger. She is not the evil one. The power of possession. Yeah, possession.
When I grow up, I want to be one of the Stems. The more I listen to these guys, the cooler they sound. With vocals by Richard Lane, that was Under Your Mushroom. Before that, we had the new single Possession by Ty Segall from his upcoming album of the same name. And before that, we had the Dickies. How can anyone not like the Dickies? The album is Dawn of the Dickies from 1979. That song was I'm Stuck in a Pagoda with Trisha Toyota.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in his tender care
till he brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll have tracks from the Linkwells, the Real Kids, Milk Maiden, Hammerbox, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. And if you haven't already, check out our latest video on the Pop Rocks Radio YouTube channel. Rumor has it our friends the Stems may be making an appearance there. Back to our theme for the day, this is a track from the amazing 1998 album by the Cowsills called Global. This is Some Good Years. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.